People say about Jesus, he has done all things well. He made the deaf hear and the mute speak. That is very clear in the gospel and in the word of God this Sunday. How the promises of all that we heard in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah have been fulfilled in Christ. We are called today to praise the Lord, to bless God for all that he has done for us, for all that he does for us today. Remembering the presence and passing of Jesus in the life of the church and in our own life. Being conscious all the time of the presence of the Lord in our life and in the life of the church and in our time. Even though sometimes it looks difficult, but to see Jesus in our time, but he is in our time. And we are called to be conscious about his presence among those difficult situations that we have in the world today. Being confident, especially at those difficult moments in history and in the life of the church and in our own life, knowing that he is our God and that we must trust him, not being afraid, but trustful and confident. The Lord is with us. And he is the fulfillment of all the promises. That is the first call for us today, to praise and to bless God, because he has fulfilled his promises. There are times in our life that we are like the man in the gospel, deaf and mute, because we want to follow our own paths, our own plans, and we do not want to hurt any advice from anybody, even from God. We have decided this and I will do it. And you say, okay. Sometimes we are like that man, deaf and mute. Then we are called today to ask God to heal us and to open our ears, to listen to his voice today, to be able to understand and discerned what should be the best choices in our life and for our faith. And of course, once we are able to listen and to follow, we are called also to speak to others, to proclaim to others what the Lord has done for us, and not to be mute. Because sometimes we are ashamed or afraid to speak about Jesus and to say what he has done in our own life. Often we are afraid to be witness of Jesus when we are with people or non-Christians or non-believers or those who are lukewarm in their faith. So the second call is to ask Jesus for that healing power, to help us to hear his voice and to be his witness. But also we are called to ask Jesus to open our ears to the voices of those who suffered around us and help us not to be indifferent to their situations, but to help us to be sensitive and ready to listen and to serve them. And sometimes we think that those who are suffering are the homeless or people living in the streets. But perhaps those can be also at home and close to us. Those suffering in silence who don't say the things that they have. Perhaps can be your partner or your couple or your friends or your son. Or any groups in our congregation. Are we ready to listen to the voice of God? Are we open to that? Are we sensitive to the needs of the people around us, in our family, in our environment, and in our community? What can we do to help those less fortunate? St. James, in the second reading, reminded us that the favorite ones of God are the poor, the humble, the little ones. A very important principle to remember as disciples of Jesus. Not to make distinctions among ourselves. And to remember that we are all his sons and daughters. And in Christ, we are all brothers and sisters. Being a multicultural and multilinguistic community, we should ask ourselves, how is our relationship with those who are different to me? With those who look different? Or even with those who think different? How is my appreciation and knowledge about others? What else can be done to be a healthy, functional, and united community? Even though we are a large number of people, and we are a large community, but it doesn't mean that we cannot do something to know others, to reach out those who are far from us, and to try to mingle and to be interested in the things that they have in their own life. It is not impossible to be a united and integrated community. Remembering that the motivation to be here is our common faith in Jesus, who teaches us how to love and how to go out and reach others. Merciful Father, we praise and bless you for all that you have done for us and for all the things that we have. Help us to listen to your voice and follow your will. Strengthen our faith and generosity to live out as your children, remembering that you are the Father of all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.